here we go, baby. We're back. It's October now. It's playoff baseball season, but it's always fig season here in the Fig Cave. Thank you guys for joining us. The Hot Take Kid here in Baltimore. In the High Noon Studios. I got the wonderful Nikki Thompson up in Connecticut. What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Earlier in the week, I actually texted Phil earlier. I was like, oh, excited to record early in the week. Oh, shit. I sent it to Phil. And then you're like, oh, you sent an accidental text. You're like, did I say anything offensive?
I wouldn't mind.
No. I just stated that, you know.
I wouldn't mind us recording on Monday or Tuesday if we can get into a swing of it, because that just, I think it gives people more time. I think if a podcast
drive time.
Comes. Yeah, drive time. Yeah. I think it would be good for numbers. And I think, because I think the major pod guys comes in on Friday too. So people listen to that and running pod. So we'll see. I think I would be down for it now that we're like caught up a little bit. Like we're
ahead. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah.
We got a good show for you guys as I am headed out this weekend. My wife rented a tiny house for us for our anniversary somewhere in bumfuck Maryland. And it's literally a town I've never heard of, but it's in between two kind of towns that have some cool stuff, like on the border of like West Virginia and Maryland. So we'll do some shopping. We'll do some, go out to dinner. I'm excited.
No, I thought you were going to say that on the border Mexican restaurant. Super cool, bro.
That's where we met. Yeah. So I got that. So we moved up recording a little bit here, and we have some good news to talk about. We have some conspiracy theories in the Mattel world. We have some wrestlers moving around, jumping ship. A little bit of everything here. We got some movie reviews. We got our list of our top irrational fears. We were going to do a bonus episode with the Running Pod guys, but it did not materialize, and we both thought it'd be fun to share some irrational fears here on the show and get your thoughts, guys. And you can we'll put a post on the Facebook group, and you can share some of yours. Maybe we'll talk about them next week. But what's new with you, man? What have you been up to? Are you ready for some Orioles baseball on your TV up there in Connecticut?
You son of a bitch. Dude, well, first of all, I don't have cable, all right? Stop bragging. Well, stop rubbing my face, dude. No.
You have something, don't you? What do you have? YouTube TV or anything?
Heavy streaming. Every possible service. Sometimes Zoe and I, like, there. I think, like, Netflix we both pay for individually, but it's like we can't decide who, like... We both like our preferences. I don't think either of us wants to like stop paying for it.
Oh, you can set up separate profiles on the fucking.
I know. You know what it is? It's with the sharing. Like her parents have it. My parents have it.
Yeah. They're cracking down.
I'll get shut down now.
They're cracking down. My mom texted me earlier today. Can you send me the code that they're sending you? And my buddy I used to work with did the same. I'm like, oh, you enjoy it while you can, motherfuckers. Because I think they are cracking down.
Last weekend there was the fair that if you listen to the Running Pod that Tom went to, they have the Big E, which is, you know, not like Texas or New York that are so big. They have their own fair. All six New England states share a fair.
That's pretty cool. And he's always bragging about that. He went to that and just ate a bunch of unhealthy food, and that's the best part about going to
a
fair.
I was pretty good. There's a pizza place in Connecticut that I don't get a chance to go to. They do a peanut butter, bacon and mozzarella,
provolone.
It's great, dude. You only need one slice a year. It's amazing. I grabbed that. There's a plethora of apple cider donuts all over the place. But outside of the Connecticut building is a place called Sweet Madeline's. I don't know if they have an actual location. I just buy however many people. I just buy like two extra. I'll just buy them for everybody. I don't care. We don't need to all go buy one donut.
Peanut butter on a pizza sounds good. Peanut butter on a burger is an underrated thing to get like once a year as well. Like it's not.
Have you done the wings? I've had wings.
No, I've never done that.
It's
like a Thai peanut butter or just like a straight peanut butter.
I think it was peanut butter and bacon.
Okay, you get a little extra.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. You're making a
mess. I had a couple beers and I think that's all we really ate.
Nice.
Yeah. I was pretty good. Other people, and actually, I have a buddy that he's addicted to popcorn, so he bought like a 5 foot bag of caramel corn or kettle corn, and we just sort of all shared that throughout the day.
Just everyone's hands dipping into it. It's the best. Oh, yeah. Check out our YouTube page. We're starting to post some stuff on there periodically. Not as much as I would like to, but I will get better about that. Some unboxings and stuff like that. We also do that on our Facebook group. It is $1 per month to join. as part of the Run In Podcast Patreon. It starts at $1 per month. They do all kinds of giveaways. In the Facebook group, we buy, sell, and trade figures with each other. We post unboxing videos and fig hunts and all kinds of stuff. So check it out, patreon.com/runinpod. Pumpkin beer of the week. Did you grab some pumpkin beer on the way?
I did. I went to a place that did not have singles, so now I have a four-pack of...
No.
That's, you know what? That's all right, because I have a buddy that he's like a stout guy. I got a stout. And he's a stout guy, so he'll help me knock down one or two of them. But I have a Southern Tier Brewing Company.
Oh, good. Warlock.
Limited.
Almost got that.
Warlock. Imperial Pumpkin Stout. So, and I have my Pepper Live, Pepper the Band, bottle opener.
I forgot my bottle opener, so I just opened mine on the side of my desk and got beer
with
everywhere.
Or with your teeth? It was good. It was not a twist. I would like to show. I'll show off my twist technique one of these days.
But, I can't believe people do that with their teeth, like bottles. That's got to be.
I do the forearm where I just put my. Clench and twist. Yeah, and then if it sticks, you flick it at someone's face.
I'm drinking. This is a local beer. Probably one of my favorite pumpkin beers. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Lancaster Brewing Baked Pumpkin Pie Ale. I'll take a little sip of this.
This is an 8.5% or so. I should be wasted by the end because I do not drink beer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's been
a while. I will catch a buzz off this for sure. Pretty sad.
That's not sad. That saves you money. You get a little two beers in. You're feeling good. It looks dark.
That's not too pumpkin-y. I'm not the biggest pumpkin guy. It's not too pumpkin-y. A little bit start, but not. But good finish.
Is it like a bourbon barrel or is it just a stout?
Stout.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna do it.
Guys, I'm gonna burp a lot, and we're not editing that. So
no, we're not. We do not have editing features yet. Coming TBD. But we're gonna try to do some different pumpkin beers every single week, and I want to try to grab one that people can get wherever they live, which is kind of tough. But
this one is pretty East Coast, right? Southern Tier. Like obviously, you said you could get it. So
I think Southern Tier is no. I'm thinking of Boulevard. Where the fuck is Southern Tier? Google it real quick. Their reach is pretty good. I think they might be owned by somebody a little bit bigger.
So I did have a Shipyard in my hand and I had a Down East Pumpkin, but
Southern Tier. Just didn't. Lakewood, New York. Oh. So yeah, not too bad. And I was actually gonna grab the Sam. I'm not a big Sam Adams guy, but they do make a pumpkin beer. I don't remember if it's good or not, but that might be one.
That's what the guy said. He's like, oh, have you had Sam? I was like, I live in Connecticut, bro. Of course, I've had Sam. Yeah. Like stop.
I feel embarrassed to buy that because it's like of all the beers I could get, it's like the ketchup of beer. You know, not that it's bad, but it's just kind of a basic bitch beer. But
I've talked about that. That was like the worst brewery tour I've ever been on.
Oh, yeah.
I had a day in Boston. An ex. She worked in Boston, so we had to go somewhere that weekend. I was like, so I'm just gonna hang out in Boston all day. She's like, sure, have my car. I was like, all right. So I booked the thing at Sam and it was like, yep, these are hops. Yep, we make this and make this and let's just go to the tasting room. Which the tasting room is good.
Yeah, at least pretend like you're like talking about like we have a it's cool like to see like they brew 24 hours a day, I'm sure. A lot of the smaller ones near me do too. So that's like a cool like little fact that someone's always there like brewing beer, you know.
Budweiser was cool. I did that. I did the one in Merrimack, New Hampshire, like just over the border, and that was awesome.
I heard it.
Bud Light off the line was amazing, and then the tasting room, like it literally looked like they plucked it like out of like a someone's house in this like a garage like conversion house from the 70s. It was all wood paneling, the bubble hockey. So
nice. That's awesome. Very cool. What was I going to say? So we had a big some big news. In the wrestling world, which we don't talk about too much, Edge or Adam Copeland has switched over to AEW. He showed up at the whatever pay per view they just had,
Wrestle Dreams.
Night. What's it called when you like jizz yourself in the middle of the night?
Nocturnal emissions.
Yeah, nocturnal emissions. Yeah, I don't know what made me think of that. That would be a cool nickname for a tag team.
AEW presents Nocturnal Emissions.
Yes, Midnight.
Dude, when I was running hard in 88, Nocturnal Emissions, dude, was crushing over.
Opened up for Kiss. Territories. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I wanted to take, now that he's no longer with WWE, will not have any Mattel figures for a while. I wanted to try to figure out what the best Mattel Edge figure is. So I went to WrestlingFigureDatabase.com, one of my favorite websites. It's tough, man. I hate to say it, but I think it's that Ultimate Edition, man. That's a great figure.
The Ultimate's up there for sure. Yes. Where is it? I don't love, it's the maroon though, right? Is that what his gear is?
Yeah. Yep. That's when he came back
at Rumble. I don't love the maroon. Clearly, it's not the Judgment Day.
No.
That's... And it's definitely not that WrestleMania where you can't tell if it's him or Test. With the crooked bat.
Oh, I was just grabbing that. I'm just grabbing that. It's awful. It looks like, it does look more like Test. I got this for like $4 on Ringside. This is a WrestleMania. Yeah, build a figure, Paul. I don't know.
I drunkenly ordered the China from that set because I thought it was the Masters of the Universe China that were WWE Universe.
Nice.
Because it's the same gear. I was like, yo, China? $4? I'll order two of those. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, I'm an idiot. The Ultimate's up there for sure.
He's had some head scratcher since he's been back.
He had quite a gap. He was like early on, like in the first 20, and then he didn't have anything until, was it 83? Yeah, so that was a big, but 60 series. I mean, I like that SummerSlam one.
I don't think he had any figures while he was gone. You know, which was weird.
No. I don't mind that SummerSlam one where it's like him, Mox, Seth Rollins, and who's the fourth? It's a pay-per-view set.
Huh. I don't remember. I'm looking at the one of the most recent Elites, Elite 94, was with the all white, kind of a good departure for him with the all white long jacket, white tights.
You mean the night that he wrestled Randy Orton, who was also in white out of nowhere?
The greatest
WrestleMania match?
The greatest. Was it that called the greatest match of all time or something?
No, well, this was the WrestleMania one, like a month before the greatest match ever.
When they were on top, they were in the back room. That was a boring match.
Yeah. SummerSlam 2018 set. It's the blue and orange box. And it's just, you know, he has the edge grin.
Yep.
Sunglasses, the hair's looking good.
Yep, yep.
I think I bought like Rollins and Mox or Dean Ambrose from my first ever trip to Ollie's down in Tampa for like $8 each.
Oh, that was while he was gone too. That was 2018. I mean, he came back 2020 or 21. So yeah, that was a couple.
Yeah, years. But I don't think he had a mainline release from that whole gap, right?
No.
Yeah, if I started collecting at 54, the first time I see him is in 83.
I loved his comeback at Royal Rumble, and he had some decent matches here and there when he came back, but I always remember some of his matches being kind of like boring on WrestleManias the last couple of years.
Oh, dude, I didn't give a fuck about the Randy matches, the Randy Orton matches.
They were super boring. Yeah, I mean, it just like, I don't know if it was just too hyped up that I was expecting more, but should be interesting to see him in AEW. Could probably team back up with Christian or do some stuff with the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
I mean, now that they lost CM Punk, it's a good veteran guy to have over there, so.
Yeah, he's. I don't think he's the ratings replacement they think he is, but I think it's as far as leadership, and if you give him the Saturday show, I think it's going to work out really well for morale and everybody back there. So,
and I do have that Legend Series 14 Edge signed, so I did get that signed before he left. I don't know if we'll get too many more signings from him, but maybe I don't know.
Well, no, it's funny. I guess I actually just watched a live video by Steve from Heroes Hideout today, and he's. A bunch of people are like, hey, can we get Edge now? They always think they're going to get the people that listen to that or watch those videos are like, hey, can you get Hulk Hogan up in Albany? Like, yeah, no problem, pal.
Yeah, he'd love to come up here.
Yeah, can you get Roman and John Cena on the same day? That would be easier for me to, like, commute wise.
Can I take a picture for my wife where I punch both of them in the face? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But he did say, he said he already inquired about Edge, and he's like, I have to wait my turn. So it sounds like it's something that's possible.
Well, now that I think about it, the AEW guys do a lot of independent like conventions and signings and stuff like that away from AEW because they're not bound to stuff like they are with WWE. So maybe we'll get him around more at smaller stuff, and you know, probably be charging $100 for an auto, but it's worth it for a guy like that, Hall of Famer.
I want to put this out there is because I already have the autos I need for him, but Daniel Bryan, like, he charges like 90 for an auto now. But I'll tell you, that big event page, his autos don't sell for shit.
I was watching one of those Goldberg ones. There was an Elite Goldberg up there signed. It went for, like, for the longest time, it was like $10, like, top bid until, like, a couple hours before it ended. And it was like, whew. It went up, you know, 30, 40 bucks, which I did not need a Goldberg signed figure. But that is a nice little trick, that big event eBay page, for sure.
Even the Fitterman ones, like, if you're looking for the right thing, like, I mean, I'll show it to weekly purchases, but, dude, I got this Jimmy Hart for $3.
Jesus.
Signed it. I was like, because I wanted three or four things from that night. All the auctions were ending. This is the only one that I ended up winning. But I was bidding on this, a Rudy Rudiger signed jersey.
Oh, man, Rudy Rudiger?
Yeah, and then a Hacksaw Jim Duggan signed 2x4.
Oh, man.
Top bid for all three is still what it would cost me, $45. But, you know, I was going off what the current bids were, so I was like, oh, I'll add $9 to this and see what happens.
All right, since we last recorded, or right when we started recording last time, we learned that the Coliseum Collection, Roddy Piper and George Daniel Steele, has been postponed in the last week. We still don't know when those are going to get up for pre-order. And now the WrestleMania Basics were canceled, which included, I think, Batista, The Rock, and a Muhammad Ali referee figure. This has not happened in the 10 or so years I've been backing to collecting, Nick. And we've had two things either, you know, postponed / canceled. What do you think is going on?
Well, I guess...
Sorry.
Usher. Well, from what I understand, the WrestleMania set, the basic is not, it's not gone. It's just certain people, like ringside is not going to carry it. So I guess which makes it probably a little bit harder to find.
Wait, are you? I thought it was totally canceled.
No. Ringside canceled there, had to cancel customers' orders.
Oh.
We don't know where it's going to be distributed, but hasn't the WrestleMania sets been really shitty distribution the last couple of years? Like,
they have.
I feel like that's what I've seen at Job Lot or Big Lots.
Oh, I love Job Lot.
You see basics, like that Hogan basic from last year, and then, you know, the year before, Batista, shit like that, so, and Steph.
Let me pull this up on the old Instagram here, because I'm trying to get the exact verbiage of what it said, because I thought it was canceled, but maybe I just didn't read it.
Well, right. Our insight into the major pod this week that has not yet been hit public, but they mentioned it.
Oh, did they? Okay, I haven't listened yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not canceled. It's just going to be just in stores? Because I thought when they first announced that wave, they said Walmart and Target weren't going to sell it.
All right, I thought it was that two people were gonna be like online exclusives only.
Weird. I don't know. It's just, but I mean,
I hope Creations isn't carrying basics now.
Why? Like, what would be the reason? We need to get Steve Ozer on here next week. Get him on and ask him the tough questions.
There's nothing. But I don't even love that set that much. What is it? It's Muhammad Ali. Yeah,
Muhammad Ali, Batista, The Rock, and somebody else. I think maybe Cena. I don't know.
Yeah. Wasn't buying it anyway.
No. But now the Coliseum Collection, I mean, it's been a while since we got those, the Hogan Funk ones. And the Rude. So, I mean, it's probably been close to a year since the pre-order went up for those. So I don't know if they're changing something, if something was wrong, if one of the licenses is not going through anymore. But we will see. We'll try to get an update from Mr. Steve Ozer. And we did learn that the Ultimate Edition Monday Night Wars figures that we had been shown or talked about, I think it was Roddy Piper and Bret the Hitman Hart were the first two. Those will start hitting stores, Walmarts, in like April-ish. So we have some time for those. I don't know. Are we getting any more of the Ruthless Aggression Ultimates?
No, it was just those four. But how was Brock and RVD around you, like, for distribution wise? Did you see him or no?
I've never seen any of the four. Never saw. I got them all from folks in our Facebook group. Mitchell, our buddy Mitchell, who's been on the pod, grabbed two for me, and I think Pete Winters grabbed the other two. I never saw Eddie, never saw Ray, never saw RVD or Brock. And still, I mean, I've never seen
I saw a handful of each, for sure.
Only Ultimate Edition I've ever seen in any of my seven or so Walmarts I go to is a couple Alexa Bliss, and I think one of them randomly had a Bret Hart the other day.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, it's...
I'm seeing more and more around here, but as far as the Ruthless, like, I saw Ray and Eddie each twice, and then Brock and RVD. I think I saw, of course, after David Truitt had found that whole stash, and I ordered from him. Of course, I saw it that Monday, like a fresh case.
Of course you would. That's how it works. Yeah.
If anybody needs Eddie and Ray, please hit me up on Facebook or Nikki Choke on Instagram. I have two hidden at a local Walmart.
Oh, really?
Because I thought somebody needed them. So they are hidden, and no one knows they're there, and they're going to be there for a while.
What's your go-to hiding spot? I usually go over to the old sporting goods area right by the toys.
Dude, I usually do it in the same aisle because in case I forget. If they get sold, that's I don't care.
Yeah.
But these are behind the larger Nerf guns.
Oh, yeah.
That
nobody
that they buys. Never, like, you know, because they're not selling. They're not going to sell seven of the same Nerf gun.
No.
So it just sits behind there. And then I'm pretty sure I have like a Wardlow unmatched sitting and then at a Target.
They don't ever move those either. Like the sporting goods section, they move stuff around, like depending on the season, I feel like. But the Lego sets, the Nerf guns, that's the aisle they're in. They're always in that aisle. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Good shit. Ringside having their Halloween sale. I just saw it before we signed on for the pod here.
Not as good as that summer sale that we had.
No, it's not.
Some of the pricing, yeah. No,
so there's some cheap, a lot of cheap AEW figures. Looks like the NWO retros were discounted. You can get the Ringside Defining Moments for, you know, $22 or so. And they are showing up some of the AEW 2-packs from the Amazon exclusives are showing up on there now. So do with that what you want. Some basics for $6 or $7. Let me see what the cheapest one is if anyone's trying to get some stuff for the old toy drive, which is coming up, the Fig Cave toy drive. Looks like the cheapest figures is Nyla Rose and a Jake Hager AW figures. $3.99 each. Whew. Gotta love it. I would be buying.
They sold out of their Lance Archers? Good for Lance.
No, he's $5.99. He's still $5.99.
Unrivaled six, Jake Hager will. Oh my God.
Six? Yeah. Never gonna die.
So if you're looking for, if you hear this very, if you hear this as soon as we release this, Heroes Hideout is doing a 75% off sale. They are changing their store model and they are relocating. So there is a handful of elites on that site that you can get for as little as $3.50.
Insane. Yes. So they're going away from selling wrestling figures or what?
I don't think they're gonna. From what his live videos are saying is that they're going to kind of he wants to almost make like interactive displays. For different figures, like maybe even some diorama building and stuff like that to really kind of showcase it. I guess he's going with something a little bit different, almost like how you can just go play the Nintendo Switch at a store as opposed to just seeing it, you know, like Best Buy doesn't do that, but other stores do.
Yeah.
So I don't know what this store is going to look like. He says in his video at Toy Fair that people were interested in his new, you know, what he thought up, or unless he's got it from someone else, I'm not sure. But he's not going to have as much stock, and I guess he just doesn't want to move anything. He's like, you know, the things on there, it was like, I think like Trish Stratus 88 just sold out. I mean, that thing it's what, 2 years old now?
Yeah, this sale ends October 6th. It's Funko's, Marvel, Star Wars, Disney. Let's go to heroeshideout.com. Do the shop. You can search shop at the top, but what did you say? Just type in WWE Elite at the top.
Yeah, WWE. You can do categories. You can also just write WWE. None of the other codes will work. None of the other discounts. You know, like none of the. I have like a $20 $20 credit plus regular credits. Like, I don't know if some of the probably your trading credit works, but like the little $20 off like from your points and stuff will not work.
Guys, the Heroes Hideout Defenders that I bought and I've post pictures on our Instagram and I posted on Facebook, these are for the Legends size boxes. They're 88 cents each right now, Nick Thompson. 88 fucking cents. These are $5 a piece for the ringside ones, which are much bulkier.
Yeah, and they are different. They're, you know, you go to our Instagram page, you can see what Phil did. I really like how form-fitting they are for the Ultimates and the Elites. This only fits the Legend-style box, which for the main line goes from 72 to 88. And then everything that fell in between, which I think is like 2 years straight of pay-per-views and stuff like that. So I did do the math of how many I would need, but, you know.
Oh, my God, I bet you did, yeah. I mean, there's
235.
There's pros and cons, obviously. They do take up a lot less space than the ringside ones. Obviously, they're much cheaper. I think the shipping for me was $7 for I ordered 50 some of them or whatever it was, 53. I highly recommend these if you want to have a nice uniform looking shelf, if you keep your stuff mint on card, if you have a lot of those elites. I wouldn't recommend them for taking them to autograph signings because there's a little bit of an intricateness to opening the box and getting the elite in there, but it's definitely pretty form-fitting, and for less than a dollar each, you cannot beat that.
Did we talk about this privately, or we talk about like this on the pod that it's when I have, you know, I wanted to get over $60 to get the free shipping from Ringside, so I just ordered basically two of every single size Defender they sell.
Okay.
That way I could use them for signings.
That's pretty sick. Yeah. That's a good call. Yeah, the MVP Elite 88 is up there for $3.50. We should probably put a post up in the Facebook group and see if anybody wants to contribute, and we order all of them sent to my house, and just so people don't have to buy them and then send them to me and waste the money on shipping, and just do a bulk order for fucking.
Well, I tried to message them. I want to find out like what they have. I want to be like, tell me how many elites you have left. Put them all in a box. I'll buy every single one of them. Just tell me how many there are.
Yeah, I mean, pretty cool.
Because, I mean, if they tell me there's 500, I'm not doing it. But if they tell me, oh, we have like 70.
Yeah, I mean,
sure. I would do that. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Get all your work done in one shot. HeroesHideout.com. Always great. They do a lot of live videos on their Facebook. They do some autograph signings and stuff like that.
He never did tell the full Brock story, which bothers me.
Oh, we should
get the Brock Lesnar Fitterman signing. Yeah. One of these days.
One of these days.
Next time I see him in person, I'm going to ask him.
There were some Jazzwares Toy Fair reveals. I don't know if Mattel had anything at the Toy Fair. This kind of snuck up on me. Did anybody really? I don't know. Like the Toy Fair thing is not as big as it used to be. I guess they save everything for Comic-Con. I don't know.
I think it used to be the shit like pre-internet, but Comic-Con and everything is just absolutely taken over.
Yeah.
To do those releases, Comic-Con, AEW obviously likes their side reveals, but I think based on Jazzwares kind of working towards building a little following for the vault. That's why they did the Death Triangle and was it Claudio? The Ring of Honor Claudio?
Yep. Yeah. So Rey Fénix, Pac, and Penta El Zero Miro 3-pack. They'll be available on Jazzwares Vault. And the Claudio Castagnoli ROH figure, his throwback from when he was in ROH. So these will be spring 2024. These will be up for order on there. And a Jazzwares Vault 1 of 5,000. This looks just like the Supreme, but it's I guess different heads, maybe head sculpts. I'm not too sure. This is Malachi Black, so I don't know. So that, I mean, they have a lot of good stuff coming up there on the Vault, so that's good. It's very similar to, I guess, Mattel Creations. Be able to order right from the website. Hopefully it's just as quick as like Mattel Creations lately. You order something, it comes like the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Which I love that. You know, you don't have to wait.
I mean, I was missing one of those shop exclusive stickers. They sent it to me like super 3 days later.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's kind of exemplary of what Jazz Vault's going to be. So
we did see TCG Toys showed off their Bendems Legends Series 1s. These are, I guess, similar to the old Bendems they did during like the early Attitude Era or late Attitude.
I don't want WWE Bendems because I already have their elites and that's what I'm going to get signed. I buy the major ones because I'm going to, that's for some of those guys, that's all you can get signed.
Yep. And they're kind of more customizable. Like the packaging is a little more like popping off the wall. These look just like something you'd see at like Five Below. I don't know. It's like it's Hogan, Austin, Undertaker, Rock, and then current day guys. Man, these look not good. Rollins, Roman Reigns, Cena, and Rey Mysterio. You can't really get them signed. I don't know why you would get these signed. These look like they're dollar store things, but
yeah,
I guess. I mean, it's cool that the Bendems are coming back. You got to think it's because of the popularity of the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast and what they've done with the Bendems, and our buddy Mike Kinnick, friend of the podcast.
Well, same as the retros. I mean,
yeah.
If Matt wasn't clamoring for, we want retros. Who knows if that would ever followed, you know?
Yep. We did see Legends Series 20 hitting the shelves at Target. Series 19, which is D'Lo and Undertaker and Brother Love, is on clearance. We did also see the Rock Legend Ultimate on sale as well. There is a coupon this week. I think they're competing with Prime Days. I don't know if it's Target Circle Week or something, but it's $10 off $50 and $25 off $100 on toys.
Yeah, and it was did not include all the new figures earlier in the week, but it seems like enough people complained and they fixed it by yesterday.
So that's cool. That is nice. So
which means I have to return my Rock for full amount and then I will buy it for sale amount.
Here's what happened to me, and I'm okay saying this on the podcast and having it recorded. I pre-ordered two Million Dollar My.
Okay. Yeah.
And one Rock Ultimate from the Target app probably when 4 months ago or whatever it was. And I guess I did it quick. I did it through Apple Pay, so I didn't have to enter my credit card info. Bada bing, bada boom. I got a message that both, you know, that went through fine, and then I guess they were about to ship. They both got declined. I don't know if my card got a new expiration date or what happened. And I was like, I'm not going to mess with this. I'll just find them. People were posting pictures in the stores. I was like, I'll just save the shipping. I'm not in a rush to get these.
And you want a mock anyway, so what's the point of the pre-order?
Yeah. And I actually didn't. Yeah. I actually waited on hold for Bank of America for like 10 minutes. I was like, I can't do this. This is stupid. I don't want this anyway. And The Rock got delivered to my house. I have not been charged for it. So I kept it, obviously. Stupid Target. I don't know if it was just too far along in the process of shipping. The Million Dollar Man figures are like kind of hung up wherever they were sent from. So maybe they won't get shipped. I don't know. But I then did a store pickup for a Rock, which I picked up today, because the one I got from the Target website had a giant sticker on the side that I tried to peel off, and it took off like the side of where his name is.
Jesus. Yeah.
Like just off. Like I peeled it off super slow. It would not come off. I guess I could have probably grabbed a blow dryer if I knew where my wife kept her blow dryer, but I didn't want to mess with that. So I picked up the Rock. I returned the one from the website. So got the money back for that on the card. But I don't know if I'll end up getting charged for this or not. If I do, I probably deserve to be because I got a free figure in the mail, but pretty weird. I think somebody else mentioned that's happened to them before where it just kind of is already gotten shipped out. They don't stop it. They don't check it, I guess, but
yeah, well, how many times have I complained about how a package showed up and they're like, just keep it. Here's your money back.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't care. $20 to them. So that is hitting. And I think the Warrior, I guess, should hit. I guess it won't be till next year.
Yeah. The Warrior's still like, I still have like projected as January, that and the Hogan 3-pack. So there's some time on both those. I have, did you find the other ones yet? Other Legends?
I picked up the Chase, Million Dollar Man. Right here in my hand.
Mine was picked up for me, but yeah, I don't have it yet. Yeah.
And I went to the store today. They had the green Million Dollar Man and the Triple H. I waited on those. I'm probably going to grab
that. Nobody's seen Triple H in Connecticut yet.
Oh, wow. Really?
He lives up there.
Yeah.
The other three. Or no, I don't think I've seen Valentine either, but somebody else has.
I have not seen Valentine. So I guess I need the green one to update this. This is a basic green Million Dollar Man I have up here on my shelf.
Yeah, you can throw that in the trash right now.
I'll give it to the kid. I'll give it to the freaking. I think I did steal this from my son, actually. I'll give it back to him.
That makes sense.
Steal from an 8-year-old. That's where I am out in life right now.
You bought it. You bought it.
Exactly. It's not stealing when you buy it. Yeah. What else?
It's like both ours. Yeah, just keep it in my house.
We talked about the ring set. There's some new FOCO bobbleheads. FOCO seems to be coming out with new bobbleheads for the WWE every single week.
I don't really love the likenesses on these things. I'm not a bobblehead guy anyway, but
yeah, I just put it on here to fill out the script a little bit here, man. So
no, not the script. I just don't really like. It's just like I don't think they're cool bobbleheads.
And they're $65. What the?
Yeah, and they're also $65 uncool. So.
Ultimate Warrior. This is from WrestleMania 12. It looks like they have an Andre the Giant for $75. That's a variant because it has a gold base to it. These are, oh my gosh, yeah. These don't. The Roddy Piper looks like Ronda Rousey. Yeah, these are not good. So, but props to them for charging $65 for a bobblehead. It's pretty cool. even as a kid, I didn't like bobbleheads. I was like, what's the point? It's not like, it's not funny that their heads bobble. I can't do anything with it. Like,
no, I just, yeah, no, it's, I don't understand them. I don't understand it. The Dwight Schrute is the only cool one there ever was.
Yeah. Should we do our irrational fears now? I don't have any more news, so we can move into that, or I can talk about my spooky season movie of the week.
We could do that. We can do the spooky season real quick, then we can get some irrational fears as we. It's a good segue.
I went and watched Midsommar, which came out in 2019. Same company as last week's movie Hereditary, and this is from A24 Studios, I believe is the name. This is also a pretty, this is the same director too. So I must be on like a Ari Aster kick here. Spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear the plot of the movie, fast forward about a minute here. Basically these, college students were supposed to go to like a spring break type of situation. It got canceled. One of their friends is like a Danish exchange student, Swedish exchange student, invites them to their, like his hometown. It's basically like some kind of like hippie type of commune, where they're all kind of like hanging out and eating and just dancing around the flowers with them. And slowly but surely they realize that there's something pretty sinister going on in this little town. People are being forced to mate, with each other, and they're kind of like,
Jesus,
almost like, devil worshiping type of, people. And, it just gets more messed up from there. But an entertaining movie. I always hate this name. Florence Pugh. She's like the girl that's in like
every. It's just Pugh.
Pugh. Florence Pugh. Okay. She's in like every movie now.
Played Paige.
She was the main character in it, who eventually becomes like the queen of whatever this commune is. But entertaining. Pretty. Another movie that's like scary, but it's not. We're not talking about serial killers or slashers here. It's just like, you know, messed up people in the world. So I forget who recommended this one, but I had seen it before. It is a good watch, and it has a, you know, very similar to the Hereditary. It has a nice slow burn to it, and you know, it's not a bunch of jump scares. It's just kind of like more everyday stuff that's even scarier because it actually could happen. So that kind of leads into our irrational fears. I'll let you kick it off here. I got a good long list.
Yeah, so all right, so here the introduction to this is that we're gonna do some extra content for the run-in network, but there,
yeah,
we were gonna do a little fantasy draft, and the show that I talk about all the time, the All Fantasy Everything, they drafted Irrational Fears, and it's very funny. I love this podcast. I strongly encourage you guys to check it out. Like, just, and you could just scroll through, just listen to like categories you think are funny, and that's a good way to get introduced into the guys. But they're all like 35 to 45, so it's like. Perfectly up my alley, like my comedy, my references. So my first one, and this is so stupid since having a child,
oh no,
is like, I feel like at some point I'm gonna have to run for her, and I won't wear flip-flops if I go anywhere with her. I don't want to have to run in flip-flops.
Really?
And that's, yeah, it's like, like I always laughed in the Transformers with the Shia one with the blonde girl.
Yeah.
She gets like kind of abducted while wearing heels, and then she proceeds to wear heels the rest of the movie. Like,
oh, no,
running situations in Chicago, and she's wearing heels.
Oh God!
And I just, it's like, I'm not saying I'm like a survivalist now, but I'm like, no, I gotta wear sneakers. I have to wear comfortable sneakers when I take this kid out.
I could see
not
that.
Monarchs, but you know,
it is hard to run and look cool running in sandals. It's not a comfortable situation.
I don't want to trip. I might have to, you know,
flip off. Yeah. Yeah. And you ever get it where like you take a step and the flip flop goes behind, like your toes hit the ground, but the flip flop folds on there.
Oh dude. I mean, I'm a half island man. Like I've had everything that could happen to flip flop has happened.
The side blow
roll back, snaps, rolls up behind your heel. Yeah. Yep. Oh yeah. Halfway up your calf.
I guess we'll go back and forth, but that is a good one. I never thought of that. All right. I guess I don't know how mine get more irrational as they go along, but mine is leaving the stove on in my house blowing up. It's a fear.
Oh, very common.
I always have. And my wife started with, she's always checking the burners, and now I'm like, every time I make eggs in the morning, I come back and check it like 1,000 times. It's pretty bad. So that's I guess that's not super rational, but they get more rational from here.
That came up like quite a bit in there. It was just like, you know, like the stove. Like I count. I am one of those people, like I'll count how many times like I check the lock.
Oh my
god. 1, 2, 3. Close the door. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I tapped the off. You know, I made sure the gas was in off on the stove. 1, 2, 3.
That sounds a little bit OCD.
Hey, if that's your system, that's your system.
No, yeah. I mean, it helps because you don't leave stuff on. Let me get another one in here.
Okay.
Because I think I have more than you. Getting stuck. Getting stuck in a water slide is always a fear. Like the ones that are closed in, like a closed in tube one.
Yep.
Obviously, I'm a big guy. I'm not big enough to get stuck in any kind of water slide. But I always am scared that it would happen to the point where I won't go in them. I will not go in a closed. I did actually over the summer go into a closed water slide. So maybe I faced my fears, but that's always like a fear. Like they're going to have to like have a crane and open it up. I'm going to be stuck in there, you know. I don't know. It's just scary. It's dark. It's water rushing. So, yep.
It's funny. I'm trying to scroll. I was trying to look at their list what they did on the draft. But it's now I'm like, I ended up on a Reddit thread of all the people that listen and are listing their own. They're very funny.
Oh my gosh. I had to go through some of that after we're done.
Getting stuck with no gas in the desert. I don't live anywhere near the desert.
Yep. that happened to me when we drove from Vegas to wherever my sister lives in LA. I think we drove from when we're out in Vegas, and like there's nothing out there. I mean, it's a real fear I would have. Like there's no whatever that desert is, Death Valley or whatever. I think maybe that's where it is. It's definitely like nothing, nothingness, no exits or anything. So that's a good fear. I approve of that.
My need to build like a. I want to build like a remotely driven like dog door that if something ever happens at my house that my dog can get out of it, like out of his crate, out of that wall.
This is not from the list. This is you personally.
Oh yeah. I'm like, I gotta figure out how to, you know, I want to build him like his own crate, but have a wall I can like remotely trip like from my phone if there's like a fire or something.
Oh wow.
So he can get out into the yard and be safe.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Like behind it, like at the backside of it, and it could just.
I guess it's not really even that irrational. I guess my actions based on the fear is more irrational than the actual fear.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's. I mean, it's good. You have a good dog. You don't want him to die. Turning off the basement light and a ghost getting me is another one I have on my list.
Oh, that was a very popular one. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty. I don't know if that's even irrational. That's just common sense. You know, if you run up the stairs, they can't get you. I mean, it's science. Read a book.
Yeah, I mean, you spent 3 hours down there playing with your G.I. Joes, but it's definitely going to get you now.
Exactly.
As you go up the stairs, as for sure. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And also the highway log scene from Final Destination is one that I think about all the time. Where the giant tree log comes off and goes through somebody's windshield and kills them. I feel like that's always going to happen. Even though I don't see too many big log 18-wheelers on the highway. That's always a fear of mine. What do you got?
I didn't really get a list of five. Those like two were I thought were funny. I guess it's more OCD than like actual like irrational fears. Like I guess that would be a funnier like subject another week, like where we just kind of pick a couple random things, but shit, I can't think. I'm trying to think of something really stupid that I do.
Do you ever have dreams about failing, like you failed like a class in college and you are not going to graduate? I have those all the time.
I constantly have the dream like where I'm back in high school and I'm like, why am I back? But I'll like consciously in the dream go,
you'll know.
But I was in college. Like, okay, clearly I got through this. I'm smart enough to get through this again.
Okay, that's good.
But it's weird. Like I'm like at my high school, but I have my moped from going to school in Hawaii. You know,
that's funny.
Like, where's my fucking moped?
What else do I have on my list here? Oh, a sniper shooting me while I'm driving. Like if someone's tailgating me for a while or if someone, you know, yeah. Like I'm always like, I try to move my head so I don't get shot. I don't know what the fear of a sniper is. Maybe living through that DC sniper thing back when I was in college. I don't know. It's never going to happen to me. So it's pretty weird.
I don't like wood ladders at work.
Oh God, a wood ladder! I don't think
it's very rare that we see one, but like it'll be like, oh, I don't want to go to my truck to get a ladder, and there'll be like a wood one in the closet you're working on.
Oh, jeez, yeah,
yeah.
Those don't seem like they would be standing the test of time. They're probably built well from back in the day.
Oh no, no, they're not. Like they just they're a 6 footer alone is like they like bow and break like each way. So
yeah. Well, we'll put a post in the Facebook group and try to get your irrational fears. Don't say, I knew if we were going to do this with the running guys, somebody was going to say like flying or something like death or like, that's not irrational. That's like a fear everybody has, man.
Yeah.
You know, but I think ours are pretty irrational, so that's good. but we'll get your thoughts too in the Facebook group. And all right. Weekly purchases we kind of touched on already. Should we
touch on a little bit of the Legends? Yeah, it looks like we both got The Rock.
Both got Rock.
And you got the White Million Dollar Man. I got Mr. Perfect.
Oh, nice. I have not seen that one yet.
Very good shape. I got Mr. Perfect. I didn't bring it up, but I have the ring, with the cage.
Oh, dude, I got to get that. $40. Yeah. It's a good deal.
I think it's a great price. Yeah. I found this guy this morning.
Oh, Solo?
Solo Sikoa.
Wow, yeah. Those are hitting. Where did you find it? Walmart?
Yeah, 3 sets of 104 was there.
Dang. Did you see any Cody Chases?
No, that's, what is that, 103?
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, I'm off.
Yeah, I found, no, everyone I've seen has just been the yellow Stardust. So. Yeah. And then from Wrestling Collector Shop, just a great price was Zeus, which was the last person I need for the SummerSlam set.
I was thinking about getting that because that's on a pretty good discount on ringside. I think that's going to be
still
one.
It was $10. Plus shipping, I think I got it for $16 at a collector shop. So
yeah, I think it's going to be one of the ones that'll be around for Black Friday. So I'm going to wait on that one. But
yeah,
cool figure. This Rock is really nice. It comes with the black jumpsuit and kind of a screaming head, a smirking head, and like a raised eyebrow head. Rawls wore a microphone for 4 sets of hands, including like the bring it hands, sunglasses. Pretty detailed here, man.
No title I have a problem with, but what are you gonna do?
I've brought that up to Steve on the pod. I want to have a title with all these guys. Give me a title with all of these guys.
I'm sure in that $33 price point we can afford a title.
They should have a preset. This plastic thing that they're in should have a preset spot for a title on all of them. Like, come on, give me like a detailed updated title with like some details, you know, forbidden figurine style. It's a great figure. This $1 Million Man is really nice. I mean, the black one is really what you think of when you think of $1 Million Man, but this white suit is really nice. I'm not sure how I feel about the Bob Cardona, like old man Ted DiBiase head, but I don't know who's going to use that. I mean, was he on NXT twice with Cameron Grimes or something?
I don't know. It makes me want to find someone to make me a Bob Cardona custom.
Yeah, with that sweater, with that Vin Diesel sweater.
Well, the sweater or the cutoff of the cowboy hat from WrestleMania.
There you go. That'd be nice.
Where Dolph lets him in the ring to go congratulate Matt. So,
yeah. What else? I think that's all I got. I have something coming from our buddy Chad Miller next week. I'm hoping to have, I might take advantage of that, when I'm with the wife. Well, I might take advantage of the wife, but I might also take advantage of, you know, it's her anniversary. You know, I'm sure she's going to be buying some stuff. Maybe I pop into a Target while she's shopping. Maybe I get some Legends, cause that's all I need. I need 3 more of them and I'm done. I don't think I'm getting that next set. I'm staying.
It's a nice set, dude. That Hogan Sheik.
Yeah.
How are you going to just leave Sheiky baby on the shelf, baby?
I know.
Come on. Come on, Bubba.
I got to see what they look like. I got to see what it looks like in hand, if they have the if they're able to be displayed sideways like the ones I have now. But It just feels like a good time to stop. I mean, I have a perfect amount of spot here.
I agree. It's a good time to be complete, but that is a great set that it's like shit. You know?
It is. And then just get as many as I can signed from the current one and just have a cool, like, all autograph, like, section. So
I need that. I gotta copy that list so I can start helping out for some of them if possible. So
yeah, I was talking to you and
of who you have. Yeah.
I was talking to you and Tommy Paradise. The wife is away right now for like a work thing at the beach, like a conference or something. And she's loving it. She does it every year, and she gets like a break for 4 days from me and the kid, but most importantly me, she gets a break from. And she's like, yeah, you should really like take a vacation, like with your, like, I was like, it's just so hard to get the guys together, blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, just go on your own. And I've never even thought of that as a possibility. You know, I never, it doesn't like, it appeals to me a little bit, I guess, but I would probably tie it around with something with you, go into one of these conventions, like a 90s con or WrestleCon or something, and get some autographs and go, you know, somewhere different and do some fig hunting and go drink some beers, and that's probably about it. You know what I mean?
That big event, or not the big event, that wedding that's in Orlando, where it's like, I flew down Thursday and I came back Saturday, but I enjoyed myself. I landed late Thursday, you know. So I really only had like a day in Orlando to just drive around and kind of do whatever, but it's like, if I had one more day, it just would have been like the shit, like so relaxing, like hit up, you know, I would hit up a brewery. I would hit up that Tin Roof place where the Major Pod does their live show. You know, I would have gone to Hogan's Beach Shop and stuff like that. But
yeah, I think, I'm considering it, a couple, like a somewhere close by, a drive somewhere I've never been before, just solo go freaking, I'll go eat by myself. I don't give a shit. I'll go eat a burger at the bar somewhere and just walk around.
I should literally set my, I have a very good friend that he's just eternally single,
okay,
by choice, and he says by choice, who knows, but he he doesn't cook, he goes out to eat every single night and gets a steak and a Maker's Mark.
Jesus Christ, dude. How
who's his
cardiologist?
I mean, not a convincing one, but he eats a tomahawk like probably four times a week.
God damn, what?
Yeah, dude. He will eat steak every single night, three or four Maker's Marks. That is just, it's his life, dude. Like that's what he does every night. Like,
oh my god,
every bartender in the town of Brantford knows his name. Like,
I don't know. Like when I go to a nice steakhouse. Like, I'm not sure he's going to nice steakhouses, but just when you get a really nice steak, I don't crave one for like a month or a couple weeks.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, you just get like, it's just so good. I just couldn't have it all the time, you know?
Like, that's why this is a word of advice. Anybody ever does like the bachelor party, like everybody always wants to do like that steak night. Like, oh, we're in Vegas. Let's go to Morton's or something better. I don't know a better one. Like, you know, in, Who was that? Who was that comedian? The Gallagher. There's a place called Gallagher's. It's not anything had to do with Gallagher in Atlantic City. It's like, dude, we crushed these steaks. We got the seafood trios. We shared them, but I don't want to move for 4 hours afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. You just it's feel too like, much. Yeah. A lump of shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'd keep it light. You know. I'd rather
pizza in the room. Do a steak. Do a steak another night. Or don't do it like the night you want to go out.
Bop around. Bop around to a bunch of places and get a couple small little bites. Get a burger here, slice there. You know, I don't know.
Get some tapas.
Yeah, a little tapas. I just want a heavy meal like that. It's gonna weigh me down. You know.
That's why it's funny. The other day, I went to that fair on Saturday, and then my father and there's a bunch of kids from his island that are in the Coast Guard Academy. Okay. And they pretty much, like, my parents have become these, like, default foster parents for them.
That's
on
cool.
The weekends. And my parents love it. Like, it's just this open house. And I guess one of their dads was there with a cousin. So it's just my dad in heaven, like, three or four boys from his island and two older guys. Like, and he just piled them all in my mom's brand new Honda Pilot.
Oh, man.
And brought them up to the Big E. And I was like, Genzo, don't get your own food. Buy two to share with everybody so you guys can try everything. Like, nobody, you don't all wait in line together. You get one thing, you get one thing, you get one thing. I said, meet in the middle.
There you go. It's a good call. Try everything.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. What sampler platter.
What brings them out to the East Coast? Just they're in the military?
Yeah. So the Coast Guard Academy is in Connecticut. And there was one, I guess it was about 15 years ago, there was a girl that she went to, she was from my dad, from Saipan. And she went to the Coast Guard, and my parents were like the foster family, because you get a foster family essentially when you get the Coast Guard, like if you're from out of town. But my parents become the default one for all the kids from Saipan. And so there's been like a streamline of kids every couple of years coming from there. And now it's this young man, Genzo, and his two brothers and a cousin. So it's like this family connection. So the dad comes to visit. You know, it's a whole. But nicest kids ever, man. You can't even stand up without like the dishes being cleared and like already washed in the kitchen. Like,
wow, there
it's
you
just
go.
It's nice. Just yeah, it's just that it's that culture.
Saipan, so. Population 476. Well, that's a tiny little island, huh?
Bro, you got to see like the beer consumption at one point. They were like some of the highest in the world for
the per capita, I guess.
Dude, they had a wedding where a bunch of people flew in, and I was probably 11, and they were like, go help carry the beer in. And I like it just was people were taking turns like backing up a pickup truck to the front door with like 30 to 40 cases of Bud.
Wow.
Nice. And that was like happening three times a day. Like a pallet of Budweiser is being drank several times a day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My kind of people. I love it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Not much else going on. We got some, man, what a time to be a.
No, I'm going to post in the group. I want suggestions. So where, if you did take a solo trip, where people think you should go.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Have you done Nashville? It's cheesy, but have you done it? Or Memphis? I think you like Memphis.
I wouldn't mind. Oh shit, I might want to just go see Mike Lanham. That's like the first thing that I thought of, like go visit Mike Lanham down there and go to Toy Vomit.
Yeah,
and if anybody else, I mean, that's something we've talked about forever.
What is he closer to? He's closer. He's not. Is he that close to Nashville or no?
No, he's close to Louisville or Lexington, one of the two.
Okay,
or maybe yeah.
You should see if there's a preseason like NCAA basketball tournament.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Catch like a coaches versus cancer or something like that. Or
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't mind going somewhere like that I've never been before and just kind of like exploring like Lexington, Kentucky. What the hell's down there? Good run into a little Jim Cornette.
No, good barbecue, dude.
He's in Louisville. But
I think I would like to take one to like the mountains and just like to the deep south and just literally go to like, the Smoky Mountains. Sorry. And literally just go to Dollywood.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure Dollywood's kick ass. Yeah, I've heard good things.
I just want to go to Dollywood. I don't know.
That's in Tennessee, I think. Tennessee? Yeah. Dollywood? Be close to, I think it's close about a couple hours from Asheville. So that's some good beer. That'd be a good little week trip. Dollywood? Yeah, Dollywood. Hour and 52 minutes to Asheville. There you go. Fly into Asheville. Whoa. Go to Dollywood for a couple days. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, yeah. Let me know if anybody's ever done a solo trip. I mean, I would have no qualms about it. I just don't know what I would like. I feel like
we should probably ask Truett, dude. The guy's like traveled like the entire country for different jobs. Like,
I just wouldn't want to be like in the room, like watching a movie. I want to be out, like, but I also don't.
Correct. It's got to be enough that you want to get at least two meals a day outside of the hotel room and do something.
Yeah, I just don't want to eat and drink the whole time. But I'm not a historical guy. I don't want to go see like a battle or
the I took the driving tour of Charleston, like with my aunt, who was like, you know. Anytime anybody goes to visit her, she's like, "Oh, well, this is this. That's all you need to know."
It's not interesting. I mean, I can watch a documentary about something, but I just don't. I mean, this is where this used to be. Oh, cool. Well, it's not there anymore, so it doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not
from. Have you done Charleston?
I've been to Charleston. Yeah.
All right. I was gonna say so many breweries for you, dude.
So it's been a while. It's probably been 15
years. Just go visit Lanham.
Yeah, I think so. He doesn't even know I'm coming. Yeah. I'll just show up on his doorstep. 2 a.m. while he's in there doing some stuff, some bad stuff to himself. That's about it. Yeah, so we'll be back here next week, and man, the Ravens next week play a 9:30 a.m. London game. I'm excited about that. Wake up. I don't know. I was like, man, I'm gonna go with the kid and get some brunch somewhere and watch the game. But I'm like, man, this is a perfect time to just wake up and just sit on the couch, like half asleep, and watch football. Like, I'm always so jealous about soccer fans that they can just wake up. There's a soccer game on, like, first thing in the morning on Saturday.
Bro, let me tell you how awesome that was in Hawaii, other than having to wake up extra early to set your fantasy football lineup.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, with the 6-hour time difference, it was just the shit. Like,
oh, so
it's like, oh,
the game starts at 9?
I'd wake up halfway through the first set, I'd wake up halfway through the first set of games, and then watch the kickoff for the next, and then, you know, come back later. Nice. Go to the beach and come back and check my phone.
Oh, man, I bet you don't miss that at all.
What an idiot. What an idiot.
Well, you wouldn't have met the wonderful lady of your life and had one of the most cutest babies I've ever seen. So.
Oh, that kid, man. That kid had a virus couple weeks ago. Sick fucking daycare, man.
Oh, yeah.
Sickest kid ever. Coughing like she's been smoking cigarettes for 60 years. Oh. Still smiling.
You know those kids are just coughing right in each other's faces in there.
We're all excited because they're like, oh, we're just going to put her in a classroom with three other kids. They're all exactly the same age. Like, you know, for better for development. I was like, awesome. Well, those are the three kids that are super sick, apparently, because this poor kid.
Here's the lineup next week for NXT on Tuesday, I guess.
Oh, I keep getting notifications on this. It's crazy.
Dynamite is I don't, maybe because of baseball. It's on Tuesday next week.
Yeah.
Bron Breakker with Paul Heyman in his corner, taking on Carmelo Hayes with John Cena in his corner. a major announcement from Cody Rhodes, who makes major announcements every week. And Asuka versus Roxanna Perez. Now, this show is going to do... This might beat Dynamite in the ratings, because they've been hovering around 600,000. And I've been thinking about tuning into NXT. I haven't watched it in forever. But I keep seeing clips, and they got some really good talent. And I feel like they've got storylines now. They got Dragunov from NXT UK as the champ now. Hayes looks good. Bron Breakker's a heel.
I just can't... Watching Dragunov, I want to like him, but like the overselling. Yeah. I get you're putting everything in every move, but like the guy was like overselling the belt on his shoulder at the end.
He does do that a little bit.
Get out of the fucking ring. Let's see Becky and Tiffany, which was a great match, by the way.
Oh man, should be a good show. So. Fun time to be a wrestling fan. Fun time to be a wrestling figure collector. I gotta think we're gonna hear news about Ringside Fest. That I feel like is always happens in the end of October. So it is mm-hmm. weird that we haven't heard anything yet about that. Did they do that last year, Ringside Fest?
No, last year when they announced, they did it like virtual, and they announced the Usos Ultimate.
Oh yeah, and it was
or was
just
that
like,
later?
It was just like Bill McKenna in like his like living room. Yeah,
where Jay was like, "Yeah, that's not," or Jimmy was like, "That's not me." Yeah. Sure. Like, yes, it is. He's like, "I think I would know what I look like."
No, that's
like an awkward.
That's you and your brother.
We're not identical twins.
But there has to be something like they last week. They did that. We talked about it, the WWE.com like slideshow of stuff we've already seen.
Yeah.
But I think we're due for some stuff that we haven't seen in a while. And hopefully we get some answers on some of the stuff that's gotten canceled or delayed. So a lot of questions to be answered. So did we talk about any kind of retro news? I know Zombie Sailor did say that Heels and Faces Series 2 is here. He's posted a picture. That should be shipping out pretty soon. Mm-hmm. So if you order that, I guess we're sliding back into the news here. We're sliding back into the news?
Yeah, sorry. One more thing.
Breaking news.
Very Apple. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Zombie is doing that. People are giving Mitch shit for not doing gold. He's trying to find 20 reasons why he didn't. And
what?
Sal from Rush this week turns out he may have not paid Larry Zbysko or his agent.
How did we not talk about that? Thank you.
Well, I don't know if we were just avoiding this piece of shit, but
no, we said we weren't going to talk about this freaking piece
it's of all shit again. Alleged. We're just going to go with this is alleged because we don't want to get sued because we don't have any money. I don't want them to take our run-in money, Patreon money.
He is going to be on the what's the podcast?
Three points
of articulation, which I have never listened to. Not any offense to them, but I have too many podcasts to listen
it's,
to.
It's Jamie Wells. It's the guy. He participates in the major pod group, but they are very close to the people that own. Was it Trader?
Is he on the other side of the pond?
They're friendly with the people that own the whatever Chella became.
Is he British articulation?
Yes.
Okay. So I will listen to the podcast. I'm interested to hear. But he's all
you're excited. A big accent guy. Yeah.
He's very excited about having Sal from Rush on his podcast. And I am not excited about that because He's been.
You don't want to see an Olympic level backpedaling and why he may or may not.
He's not
going to
give any real answers. But the thing that you touched on was somebody. Let me find it in my messages here. Oh, yesterday I went to Dylan Hines' show for Wrestling Classic Professional Big Time Wrestling. They had an absolute blast, and while getting my retro-style Larry Zbysko made by Rush Toys, he stopped before signing and was looking at the figure and asked where I got it from and also how long it had been out. I told him I brought it from Asylum Wrestling Store, who are great people. He then shared with me that he signed a contract with Rush and hadn't received any compensation for his likeness for the figure they made, and that also his handler reached out to grab some figures to sell at his table to get signed, and that they were basically ghosted. Wow, really? When I said, man, I'm sorry that has happened to you, it's weird how that went down. Larry's reply was, that's okay. Now you have a story to tell people. I take everything people say with a grain of salt. I often give people the benefit of a doubt. But if it's true, it's super rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like a weekly thing about hearing how much of a piece of shit this guy is from Rush Collectibles. Between calling people retarded to blocking them when they ask about when their figure's going to get delivered, to figures breaking and now not paying people.
We still have people saying they order directly from Rush who have not received their figures.
That's insane. I just had some breaking news music play, but it was really loud. I'm sorry if you're listening to that with your AirPods in, somebody. but yeah, breaking news. Well, so listen to the 3 Points of Articulation podcast. They are great guys, and I follow their Facebook page, and I will be listening to that episode to see what Sal from Rush says. But if they don't ask the hard-hitting questions, I'm gonna have Sal on this podcast, and I'm gonna ask him. Even though I said I never was gonna talk about this piece of shit, I'll call him a piece of shit right to his digital face. I'm not afraid.
Well, he's also one of those guys that comes on Zoom and he doesn't show his face, guys.
Yeah,
he just leaves it black and he talks.
Yeah,
that type of person.
Oh man, I love the new Twins uniforms. They finally get new uniforms. They've always had the worst.
This guy just keeps rubbing in that the Padres aren't playing anymore.
This is the American League, man. I'm just talking about the Twins. Have always had the worst uniforms in sports, I feel like, but now they're just very classic black and white. They look like almost like a White Sox, Twin Cities.
Real classy situation going on there.
I digress. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great rest of your week. Please make sure to cheer for the Ravens and the Orioles this weekend if you're a fan of the Fig Cave, because those are our teams. That's who we're supporting here. And what's the update on the Fig Cave fantasy league? You're not in that, but we did do a league of just punters and kickers.
I finally got my first win. I 0-3 beat 3-0 Mike Lanham.
I'm doing
so. Awful. I'm 1-3 in that group.
I'm 1-3. You're 1-3, and then Mike Lanham and Tommy Paradise are both 3-1. So I don't know what to do.
Tides and tables have turned, guys. We're ready to come up.
I don't really want to do anything because I don't know who's a good kicker. But I have a pretty. I mean, I have the Buffalo defense, the Jets defense. I mean, I'm a pretty.
Yeah, well, I do not change my roster. I don't know what until bye weeks. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I have a couple byes this week. So I thought the kickers and defense thing would be more fun than this, but I'm 1-3, so I'm not really having any fun. And there's really nobody you can pick up. You know what I mean?
I think if you just did like one kicker and one defense, like just for like. Maybe next year you get like one of each.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That might be the move.
Just one of each. That's it.
Yeah, one of each.
Or you just start one of each, and then you get like a bench.
Yeah, you start one of each, and that's it.
That's
yeah,
that's a good call.
Yeah,
and then maybe like one tight end, or every year we'll just add one position.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quarterback last, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Nobody cares about quarterbacks. They're so 1994. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Check us out on social media. We're on X at Cave Fig. It's on Instagram at The Fig Cave. We like to interact with you there, but the best place to support us is to join in the run-in Patreon and get into our Facebook group. I promise that dollar per month, you'll save more than a dollar per month by getting figures at cost from people, especially these Legends figures. If they're not popping up in your area, there'll be people posting about them, selling them to you for retail plus shipping. Plus the Rock Ledge, you know, all this stuff. I mean, that's where I'm getting half of the stuff that I get. I haven't seen these Walmart Ultimates in stores yet, so people have really helped me out too. And just a good community of people that don't bitch and complain about wrestling. We just have a good time. So check us out. Any final words, Nick Thompson, before
Man, wash your hands, dude.
Wash your hands and wash your ass, and let me know where I should go on my solo man trip. And we will talk to you guys next week. Stay classy.
Better.
See you.